And with me is Grand Marais Mayor Jay Arrowsmith Dacua, and good morning.
Good morning to you, Jay.
Well, I suppose just we should just mention that because it's everybody can see it going up. Voyager Brewing applied for a license, and I'm assuming that was not a problem.
Well, they applied for the license last year, and we had to actually approve the ordinance for the tap room and growler fees. So that we could issue their license first.
That's
so
right.
So we did that first. So now we actually have an ordinance on the books that judges or that goes over and talks about tap rooms, which, you know,
you didn't have.
We didn't have that before.
That's true. Well, still got an open council seat. I understand that there's some diligence being done on that.
Well, actually, we don't have an open council seat
anymore. Okay. Here it is, folks.
Yes.
News break.
So, news break. Yeah, we. The council, this was actually a pretty amusing part of the meeting, and if you were there watching, thank you to all the public that came to watch, but I apologize about the indecisiveness of the council. We had five really great candidates, and that was a fantastic thing to see. People coming out of the woodworks from all demographics and all positions, and we really look forward to having those people involved in local government in the future. But we only had one spot, so we had to choose between all of these good candidates. And there were discussions about this and discussions about that. And we finally decided on one of the candidates who is a born, bred, raised Grand Marais lady who moved away and then moved back. So we congratulated Tracy Benson and accepted her to the open seat last night. So then we gave her the oath right there on the floor, and she took a seat and she was in. She told me that she had said she was just going to go to a meeting for a few minutes, and then she was out for 2 hours.
Well, she's been active on the park board too.
Oh yeah, she's served before, and that was part of our decision making, was that she's very involved in the community, and she knows a lot of the past history and can provide some of that institutional knowledge that the current council doesn't have as much of. So that's a big part of why we chose her.
So that means she'll be a part of what's coming up here over time. And I guess you've already started this process, and that is strategic planning. That's always a big thing for
Yeah, we had a really good conversation about that. And, you know, I mentioned just a second ago that our meeting was only 2 hours long this last night, which, you know, the first one was over 2.5. So if we keep working on our efficiency, we might be able to get those meetings down to an hour pretty soon. But for strategic planning, we had some information presented to us about how long it takes to do the planning and how long those plans can be expected to last or be relevant to a community and what they look like. You know, do you want to do a full-blown community community assessment where you have many meetings with people, with just open to the public, where people can come in and tell you everything that they think, pie in the sky, you know, everything like that? Or do we want to do just a, you know, closed session where there's a bunch of the counselors and a couple of other community members who come in and weigh in and get it going? The idea is that the longer you spend on it and the more people you involve, the longer your plan is relevant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's kind of the idea. And we looked at, we're going to get some of the past plans that have been done for the community all across the board. So from, I hear that there's an old assessment, and I got to look at a little pieces of it for the Ski Hill property way back, and then the marina, and then other sorts of development things in the area.
So well, since I've been here, which is over 20 years, there have been at least three or four that I've been involved with in one way or another. So, yeah, and they sort of go away, don't really become relevant.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at what do we need to do moving forward. We're going to dig all those out, first of all, and we're going to take a look at them, because there's no sense reinventing the wheel. And I'm sure that there's a lot of wisdom about this community that's present in those studies and in those planning documents. So if we can get into those planning documents and pull some of the important pieces out of there, then we can implement those going forward. Or just noticing, hey, these are things that they said that were going to get done a long time ago and they never got done. So maybe we should revisit those things. But the big part is having a plan for all of our actions going towards one goal. And if any of you listening out there have an idea about what that goal might be, then shoot me an email There's, you know, send it to the city. We're going to start that process, but there's no sense in holding people off right now.
I understand there are a few things that popped up that weren't on the agenda. You want to give me a brief idea what they were?
Well, we're young. We're a young council, and we have a lot of learning to do. So there's a lot of things that popped up. But one of the other things that that the council is seeking to do is to get the city more involved in some of the organizations that are already doing work in the county. So one of the things that came up was the Cook County Trails Coalition, and that's a group of people who are starting to get themselves put together so that we can advocate more effectively for all of the trails in our county, whether they be hiking trails or snowmobile trails or ATV trails or bike trails. And the city would like to be more involved in that. The Greater Minnesota Parks and Trails was brought up last night, and the city would like to get more involved with that, just so that we can have a bigger role in all of that conversation. Because in the past, the city is, you know, it's kind of given the nod and it's been like, great, that sounds wonderful. But I think we can be pretty effective if we start saying, hey, you know what, we really do support this, and we really do want to see things happen on a county level or in conjunction with other organizations.
Well, sounds like new blood, new ideas. And we want to thank you for stopping by, and we'll talk with you again after the next meeting. Jay Arrowsmith-Deku is the young new mayor. You're going to get tired of hearing about that. One of these days, it'll just be old hat to have you in. Jay, thanks very much for stopping by.
No problem. Thanks for having me.